From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, intuitive healer, Maz Sajati.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Robbie McDonald. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Wow, this is quite a time. As we have been getting ready for this show, we're going to be talking about change your frequency, change your life. I can't think of a better show that we can be talking about this and at a better time. There's so much going on in the world and so much to be noticed. Turn on the TV, turn on the news, or maybe better off, turn it off if you turn on the radio, if you go to Facebook. And the interesting thing is, as I'll be watching looking at some of the things that my friends post on Facebook and acquaintances, and one video will get me feeling really horrible, and another video will get me feeling really good. And in one case, I'm being shown violence. In another case, I'm being shown people that are showing each other love. And it was interesting. And for some reason, before the show started, I thought of Will Rogers. And I thought, what would Will Rogers say at this point? I don't know why I was thinking that. And sure enough, these great quotes came up. And I just want to share these with you real quick. Will Rogers said, "We live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say, it's not my child, not my community, not my world, not my problem. Then there are those who see the need and respond. I consider those people my heroes." He's also been known to say, "You know, I think everybody longs to be loved and longs to know that he or she is loved. And consequently, the greatest thing that we can do is to help somebody know that they're loved and capable of loving." He also said, "I believe that appreciation is a holy thing, that when we look for what's best in the person we happen to be with at the moment, we're doing what God does. So in appreciating our neighbor, we're appreciating in something truly sacred." And then lastly, there is no normal life that is free of pain. It's the very wrestling with our problems that can be the impetus for our growth. Love isn't a state of perfect caring. It's an active noun like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is right here, right now. Will Rogers. Well, I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and we'll be back with Mark Legere and our guest, Maz Sajati, and a little later on, music by Robbie McDonald, all here live on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
So we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, and gosh, I know you feel it.
I do feel it. And, you know, I was reflecting on how much I reduced that emotional roller coaster from my life. And because I have reduced the amount of television I watch and get caught up in. And I'm not just ingesting what I'm, you know, what they're feeding or getting caught up in the narrative and the dialogue. And so, as you were saying, I didn't even thinking of just the you know, emotional swing from video to video, which does happen online, right? Even that's enough. And then I pulled back the types of people I've had in my friend, you know, collection, so that I would be getting less and less of that stuff. But of course, you can't ignore it, right? And being aware. But this this whole idea of, you know, where you are emotionally, I think it really translates to where, you know, what we're going to talk about today, which is some of my favorite things to explore, which is frequency and, you know, how that relates and healing. And of course, you know, the rest of the story that we're going to hear is quite amazing and so relevant.
Indeed. This is a perfect time for this. Change your frequency, change your life. Our guest is an intuitive healer with a fascinating story. Can't wait to get in it. So here, without further ado, our guest, Ma Sajadi, welcome to the Life Changers Show.
Filippo, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. You, of course, with all these frequency things happening,
yes,
you're just fine.
For the most part, actually, I am. I'm just fine. I mean, really, you know, because you see it from a higher perspective. You see it from a very different perspective. So, yeah, you see the crime. Yes, you know, you feel for it and so on. But it doesn't have to rock my boat. Mm. And it makes me a more solid person to help those people in need.
Nice.
You know, so.
Nice.
Well said. Yeah, and I work, you know. Filippo, I work on tens of thousands of people, like thousands of people a week, you know, through the group healings, one-on-ones, and so on. I hear the worst stories, and if I got into them, I'd be heartbroken.
You so, know, I think it's kind of like the nurse or you know,
the doctor, the surgeon,
right? Exactly. If they're like, oh my God, you had a heart attack,
exactly, and then they get into your story, and then it doesn't help either one.
Nice.
So I kind of stand back and I go, oh, okay, this is your story. Let's kind of remove or delete some of those patterns, and then you'll feel better.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Okay, so speaking of stories,
yes,
what's your story? So here you were doing what before?
Well, my first near death, which kind of started, and even years before, I was always intuitive, but I was always searching for that one answer, that one equation that describes life, like quantum physicists. You know, they want that one mathematical
formula. But you weren't a quantum physicist. What were you?
No, I was just a kid.
Oh, okay.
So I studied the religions. This was like in my late teens. I studied the religions, and then I studied, you know, the being successful, making money. That didn't work out for me. You know, I mean, it did, and I'm not saying success is bad or anything like that, but it didn't really give you that general sense of well-being deep inside.
It wasn't fulfilling.
It wasn't fulfilling. Mm. No, so
not the success, but what we deem as success, which
exactly.
was the money or the material thing.
And even now, I work with, you know, billionaires, and they're empty inside. Why is that? So it's not the money. It's not, you know, religion or anything. Mm. My first near-death experience, we used to work at a warehouse. And my jaws got crushed in a rail car accident. So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
ouch. okay.
So, in short, because I don't want to leave your audience hanging.
Or
I don't
me.
Want to leave you hanging. So, they have these moving walls inside the rail cars so that to keep the product in place.
Okay.
It was stuck. So, I offered to climb up and start pulling. And then my teammates were pulling from the bottom, and all of a sudden this half-ton wall just started giving way. And
oh, gosh.
And I was on the wall, and it slid through. And then what stopped was the ceiling member and my jaw in between the ceiling member.
Okay.
And you know, for the first time, I actually felt alive. Although
what?
I was dead.
Wait, what?
For the first time, I actually felt alive because I was separating from my body. I'm going, God, that must, because I was seeing myself kind of like in a mirror vision,
uh-huh.
you know, like you look at yourself in the mirror. I'm going, wow, why is my head over there and my body over
okay.
there?
Okay.
And I'm going, why am I not feeling the pain? Why am I feeling so good? And then it dawned on me that I had crossed over and I was watching my body just float away. And it's like, oh, wow. And as soon as I noted that I was dead, it's not like guilt or panic. It was the most euphoric, expansive experience because then you get to understand that you're not a accumulation of your life experiences like we do today, right?
Mm.
We think we've made a lot of mistakes and so on. We really haven't. You know, and then I transcended even more, and then we went into the, you know, reviewing the life. I'm sure you've heard people.
We. You people, and...
Well, it was basically me, but
okay.
You know.
No,
I mean, people in general. Like when they have a near-death experience,
right.
You know, they say they review their lives.
But was there anybody kind of present?
No.
No? Okay. So
it's a life review.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've heard of people.
Where your life...
Yeah. But you don't...
Flashes in front of you kind of thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't really flash. You actually relive your whole moment. For me, it was 22 years of life. But it doesn't... And that's what really made me aware as I was going through. It's like, okay, like, how do you live 22 years of life with maybe within a mere second or two? Mm. So that was the first time I realized that time is really a variable. Mm. It's not a solid constant. Mm. And you can edit or adjust time. And that was my second awakening or realization that time and space can be, say, editable. So
wow.
Then I got back into my body. I had my jaws wired shut for about 3 months. But again, everything was so euphoric. Everything was so high def. Everything was just beautiful. Even during that time, yeah, because it was a fantastic experience. You know, when you
open, so you were still living in that experience of having crossed over and...
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was that residue. And then you get into, you know, wanting to go back and so on like that, because the other side is much lighter, much more beautiful. You start to feel the density of the world that we live in.
Mm.
And so...
Wow. Well, but you didn't do anything with it at that point, right?
Well, I started to use my intuition to make a really successful business. You know, I was a computer programmer before my second near death, and I was very successful at it. So I thought that being successful, making a lot of money... is going to, say, get that general sense of well-being deep inside, that security that everybody is looking for. But obviously that didn't happen. I worked harder and harder to make even more money, thinking, well, if I got to a certain level, then it's obviously going to help out. But it didn't. And then I had my near-death experience, second one.
Well, before your second near-death experience, are you going to make me cringe again? Or
yeah.
Okay.
You talk much. About these like, you know, someone going out to get a bag of chips. It's like,
Hold on. Let's. I need a break. So, okay. And then you can make me cringe again after this.
Yes.
We'll have more of Maaz Sajjadi's story on the Life Changes show when we come right back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune and our guest, intuitive healer Maaz Sajjadi. We're in the middle of a fascinating story. You know, just go.
All right. So So let's just jump into the second
What'd
near-death
experience.
What'd
you do to
experience.
Yourself?
Well, I was working too much, so we decided to take a vacation. We went on a cruise, and this time I drowned. So I got
what?
I drowned. well, you know, when you go on these cruises, right? They have these excursions. We went on a rafting, not a rafting, inner tubing.
Okay.
Right through the jungles of, God, I forgot the name. I'm kind of nervous. But Belize. It was the country of Belize. Anyway, we went through the jungle. We went on into the water. And then the guide said, well, you know, interlock your feet because you don't want to get swept away by the currents. It'll pull you into the underground waterfalls or the big holes, basically, in the river that suck you into the underground rivers and so on. I did something stupid. I unraveled my feet for just a second, got away from the group. I don't know, for some strange reason. It was probably all predetermined. I got swept away. My family went one way. I went the other way. I got sucked into the hole. And I went through the same process again where I separated from my body. This time, I understood what it was about. And
like I could, you remembered, like, I know what's happening now.
Yeah.
Because I've been here before.
Exactly. And and at that time, there is no space and time. So it feels like it just happened, you know, like yesterday to you.
The 20-year-ago experience.
Yeah, 20-year-ago.
Like, oh, here we are again.
It came back. Wow. Yeah. So it was like a continuation. So this time I saw myself, my body float away, and I started to ascend higher through the water. I could feel myself, just like in the movies, you know how you ripple through, they walk through walls and so on like that. I did the same thing. I walked, rippled through the rock, rippled through the coolness of the water. This time I ascended into that tunnel of light. And I'm sure you've heard stories, people go into the tunnel of light. They review their story. They meet their loved ones and so on. Mm-hmm. But this time I ascended through and I came out the other end. And the other end is that universal, I call it the universal blue space, for lack of a better word. And it's beautiful there. It's expansive there. There's no, you know, there's no need for anything else because you're completely whole at that level. There's no need for love because you are complete. There's no need for security, obviously no need for money or anything like that because you are anything and everything that you could be.
Not a lot of people talk about that part of a near-death experience.
Yeah, because they don't go, and that's, I was just talking earlier on the show, there's about 800 documented near-death experiences just in the U.S. alone. And again, that's what makes me different, is like I ascended way past that tunnel. And then furthermore, I don't know how long, because time and space doesn't exist there. It feels like a lifetime. I removed all identity of myself.
Oh, wow.
So that knowledge of being human, that knowledge of your spirit being in human form, that's even, say, an identity that you have. That's a lot of people hold on to that identity. I even ascended that or transpired that, and then I was a bigger, say, universe, and that was... and at that level, I call it the universal database. Any knowledge that is, will be, you can be connected to. And this is what makes me different than, again, those near-death experiences, other people that have that, is that I've brought that space down into, say, this living reality. So that's
like you were able to keep
gifts.
Some of that?
Yes. So I can connect to that universal database. If I tap into you, I can kind of read you, see the patterns, see any, say, distorted frequencies that affect you and help you heal physically, financially, spiritually, whatever, relationships, whatever it might be. That's what I do now. It took me about 3 years to get there. I mean, that's a condensed story, but it's all on the website. You know, the longer story of
wow.
That, but we don't have that much time.
Well, speaking of time, and in that same moment, I had this thought. In that same moment, for your family, it must have been a lifetime.
Terror. Yes, it was.
Right.
It was.
And for you, it probably was a split second.
Yes. Exactly.
So talk about distortion of time.
Yes, it's amazing. And now, you know, whatever I do is basically distort time or delete time frames, really. And that's how I help, say, transform, again, any area of somebody's life, no matter what it is.
So you strike me as obviously an intelligent person. And,
oh, thank you.
And, yeah, I'm tuning in. I'm reading you right now.
But
you know, and if you'd been successful, and especially in engineering or computer software and all that stuff, you don't interlock your legs for no reason, especially
right,
in a dangerous situation.
Exactly.
That does not compute.
Right.
Right. So this is like the universe is saying, like, okay, how are we supposed to get him to do the next wave kind of thing?
In fact, if you read the whole story on the website, it really goes into, say, the silence of the jungle. Right before we got into the water, you know, the jungle just went dead silent. I mean, there was no wind. It's like the universe knew that something was going to happen, like the universe does know that something is going to happen. There's no bird noises, no animal noises. It was dead quiet. And I remember that moment because it's just like, again, no time. It's like, wow, why is everything so deadly quiet, you know?
Wow.
And then I didn't think anything of it because I didn't know what's going to happen. But it was crazy how the universe is all connected.
Conspires or knows.
Yeah. So it was all planned out.
So here you are now. It takes you 3 years to make sense of this connect it all to what do I do with it or how does, what do we, where
well,
do we go?
A few months after, nothing really happened, you know, but then a few months after, I was drawn into these deep, deep meditations. And there were stand-up meditations that I do now with, you know, people I work with. I was drawn into stand-up meditation, and usually I couldn't meditate before then, like most people. But these meditations, I would be in there for maybe 3-4 hours thinking again. It was just only a few minutes. And in these meditations, I got downloaded with a ton of knowledge. Like my podcast, Exponential Intelligence, called The Whys of Life, right? The real understanding of why we're here, you know, what our purpose is, all the things, you know, God and, you know, all the religion, anything basically as we call life, I understand it, or I can tap in and give you an answer. But it did take about 3 years of darkness to understand that. The darkness is really about, say, that separation of understanding that we're more than human. And most of us, you know, even in the show or your audience, we think we're humans having this spiritual experience, but it's really not that way. I see it as spirits having a human experience, which is a very, very, say, different perspective. Once we understand that, you get to actually see the beauty and grace of what's here, even if it's devastating. Then you can actually do something about it.
Do you ever have a human experience?
Of course, all the time. That's why we're here physically.
Okay. So you one of the things I liked about you in reviewing the material about you, I didn't know anything about you prior to us being told about you by Kyle. So
Kyle Padgett.
Yeah. So thank you,
Kyle.
And she knew we would definitely connect and have a great conversation. And so here we are. But one of the first things that grabbed me is that I've heard a lot of healers and spiritual people, quote unquote, who say that they have the power, or
of course
they. Okay, so you know where I'm getting at.
Of course.
So, okay,
I hear that all the time.
So instead, from you, I heard what?
I actually allow you the same way that I connected to Pure Source through a near death. I actually help you connect to Pure Source. I call it Pure Source. Other people might call it God, but you know, God is so distorted, right? Or your higher self, your higher awareness, and so on like that, right? Yeah. So I use Pure Source. So the same way I got connected, I help you connect, and then once you connect, you awaken, right? Which is key, and then that's how you heal yourself. And you know, we've had dozens of people heal themselves of cancers or tumors or whatever. Again, I'm not claiming that I cure people, but people have started walking through my events and so on. Again, I'm not the one who does that. That connection to your higher self, that awareness to your higher self, awakens that. So I help you, well, become more aware of who you are.
I got a really odd visual while you were saying that, but for our blue-collar crowd or some of my family in Cleveland, you know, it's siphoning gas.
Yeah, I remember
stepping
yeah.
in and siphoning gas, and then once it's going, you can step away and let it do its thing. It's almost like you're helping this conduit, helping this energetic connection. Then you can step away, and allow it to do its thing.
And again,
have you ever thought about it that way?
I never thought about it that way, but now
you're going to tell everybody.
I'm going to steal the story.
See that?
I like that because once it starts going, that's what happens. Yeah. Once that flame gets ignited, you know. You know, the wherewithal, the people, the places, the things that people need to keep, say, growing and expanding, it comes to them automatically. It's kind of like the secret of the secret that was missing in the secret. So, yeah.
Interesting. So how, and then you also said something about whether people come back to you or not, it doesn't matter to you because at least they have.
Right. I just do it faster for them. I'm kind of like that spiritual geek. You know, before I was a computer programmer, now I program people at a higher
language. Spiritual geek. Spiritual geek. Like that.
Thanks. You can use that.
You guys have that in common, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's like they understand who they are. Again, since I know the programming, the human program, I can just do it faster, right, than say what they could do. That's all.
Well, what people could do is they could go to mas-sajadi.com.
Or just mas-sajadi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They don't need the dash.
They don't need the dash?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you've done away with the dash even.
Well, even.
Okay. So I'll spell it. It's mas-sajadi.com. 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 And there you could learn the whole story, more of the story.
Yes.
And you could see videos. As a matter of fact, we posted one at the Life Changes Network page for Mas-Sajadi. You'll find him on Facebook. You'll find him on YouTube. You just Google his name. You'll find him more and more. You've only been at this really a handful of years, but already more and more and more, so many people know of you. And now we're glad to know of you as well. When we come back, would love for you to share what you do in your workshops or your one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. And what people will get. Actually, you're doing a workshop in LA and a couple others around here. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, more with Mas-Sajadi. And after that, music by Robbie McDonald live here on the Life Changes Show right when we come back.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. We are talking with Mas-Sajadi here on the Life Changes Show. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting with Mark Lejeune, and we've covered so much of the story, which is great to have a foundation like this on especially since more and more people are starting to get to know Mas. And the areas of transformation that he has worked at, this is just a short list, but like accelerate success, enhance beauty, sharpen intuition, transform businesses. I know you want to talk about enhanced beauty.
Sure.
Let's talk about that.
Well, I can give you the back end story. So I work a lot. I work with a lot of people in LA. Uh-huh. Right? So what they were finding out that their spa treatments that they go to, no matter what it is, after a couple sessions with me, their spa treatments, lasted like 3-4 months longer than normal. So, helping
you mean like
them,
their injections or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we started doing the frequency spa, which we help like anti-aging and so on, and actually really works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I almost get that. I get a feeling that talk about frequency, like what we think about expands, right? And if we think we're unattractive, or if we have this program inside of us, right, that mm-hmm. that the unattractive part somehow comes out.
True.
And
no, that's totally true, because, you know, if your spirit's like muddied up, right, that's going to show through physically, because whatever happens spirit level happens to you physically. You know, once you get the junk or the baggage, that's what I really do, is like delete that for you or help you clean that up, and then your true beauty shines.
And, well, and the closer you get to pure source, right, the aging actually reverses, right?
Exactly.
Is the discussion, the higher vibration you go. So
yes.
What you're doing is going in and bringing them back into alignment with that
yes.
pure source. And that's their own behavior patterns, their
yes.
own... I'm stating this, but also asking at the same time, right? It's their
yes.
own behavior patterns that could bring the kind of the muck back in if they're not staying in that higher vibration in their own practices.
Right. Yeah, and well, we could talk about like behavior patterns, because what I do goes much, much deeper than behavior patterns, belief systems. Mm. I actually bypass that. Some of my most successful, say, testimonials are people that I've worked on through people, like, for example, addictions. Right, they're not going to come to me. Well, sometimes they do, but it's usually a loved one that goes, "Hey, Moss, can you work on my son that's, you know, been addicted to drugs and so on?" So they don't even know I'm working on them, and I can edit their programming, and they transform quite rapidly.
So is this programming that they came with technically, or that they developed along the way?
A little bit of both.
Okay. You know,
people think that their spirit or their higher self that designed their life, you know, once they connect to it, they think that their spirit is pure, not. So it comes with a lot of pre-programming from family lineage, right? That's why we have like hereditary patterns, you know, heart issues, diabetes tendencies, and so on like that.
Okay.
You can even go deeper. You know, I've had a woman who've had, say, abortions, and, you know, and I can tap into people and I can just like read their life story. But, you know, she had a couple abortions she was embarrassed about, but I tapped into her mom. I go, well, your mom seemed to have a few abortions, right?
Ooh.
And she goes, yeah. And it's like, well, I tap into her grandmother. And it's like, well, your grandmother seemed to have a few abortions and she knew about them. It's like, yeah. It's like, I go, do you see those patterns that are happening? So you're just running those patterns. Just like abuse happens that way. Addictions happen that way. Lack of money, right? And so on and so on. Just like heart issues happen that way and so on.
Now, when you say you go in, is that always a conscious process, or like are we getting defragged now, well, just by being in your field? Or?
Yes. Even the audience listening, whether it's, you know, the live audience or the recorded, because I pull you back into this time. Yes, people, I bet you'll get people that'll call in if they can, a way of connecting with you guys. They'll say that, you know, their headaches disappeared or they feel different just listening to the show. We get that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, on a live. I mean, if we did like a live call, I could tap in and go, oh, this is your issues. In fact, I do that all the time on some of the forums that I do.
We get a lot of interactivity on social media and that, especially after the show and then while it's in the archive. So we'll definitely be able to watch for that
Keep
type
track.
Of feedback. Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you guys, those people listening, you know, write in, see how you feel. Tom?
Well, of course... We're loving this. I'm sorry, I'll speak for me. I'm loving this.
I'm loving this as well. Thank you.
But I'm sure the audience would love to see you live. So you're
yes.
doing something in LA. Where, when, how?
It's at the Wanderlust in Hollywood. It's this Thursday. I believe the evening event is, the early evening is sold out, but from 8 to 9:30. It's a yoga of awareness, and we go into, because it's a yoga studio,
okay.
Wanderlust is, but you know, people who attend, I'll do a meta healing, and a meta healing is I guide you into a deeper state of meditation, and then I reprogram you at a much, much deeper level. And that's where a lot of actually the transformations that happen to people at these live events. So it's not just an introductory event. Right? You'll know more about me, but your life will say change.
Your schedule is on your website, right?
Yeah.
So if people just go to massajadi.com, massajady.com,
yeah.
they can see, because you're traveling all the time.
I'm everywhere. I'm all over the world.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's very exciting. And it's great to have you here in studio, especially knowing how you're traveling in and out. So do you ever go into that space, that state, and find someone that has resistance that's saying, no, stay away.
Right? Economy? Yes.
Yes, really?
Yeah. And people go, well, do you need, you know, like an acceptance? And you do, but I get it from spirit level.
It's not on this level, right?
No, it's not on this
right.
level.
So, for example, if I have a friend, I have a friend, actually, so that's a good example.
Yeah. And they've got... like,
but they have an issue, right? And so if I said, can we look at that? And then if that friend actually might be asking, and this was me bringing it, you know, it came through, right? Or... that it might be just me wanting that for a friend, and then you go up there and you realize, no, your friend kind of is good with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
So the friend you're thinking, he's got like, this is like a heavy burden on his back. It even messes, distorts his physical back issues that he has. That makes sense. So there's always like a burden. Does that make sense?
That is true.
Yeah. So, yeah, just removing that at a freak. And then people think that that is a... you know, they're doing something physical to have that burden on their life, but it's actually he's attracting that burden because there's a frequency of burden that has to create burden in his life.
Interesting.
So, you know, you remove the deeper layers and then there's no more burden. His life just like changes like that.
You know what I like about this is it's not magic. It actually makes sense to me. I say to people,
scientific.
You play a C, the note C on a piano, the other C's are going to resonate, right?
Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You could use that too.
It's almost as good as cipher death.
So continue with that thought, please, that the frequency that people are on, they're attracting.
So any, like you said, audio, right, has a certain frequency. That's why you know it's a C or any other chord.
Right.
Your life resonates at a certain frequency. Your life, once it resonates, it has to attract what it resonates. So if you're, say, resonating with patterns of abuse in your relationships, right, you're going to attract abuse no matter how many people you go through. In fact, there's been psychology studies, you know, with women who get abused. You put a room of... 100 men in a room, that one guy, that'll abuse her, she'll naturally, like, you know,
she'll find him.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So why does that happen?
And she even says, it's the story of my life.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So
she, and then my heart went, you know, my heart pitter-pattered. I saw the love in his eyes and stuff. And then 2 months later, she's getting abused.
Mm.
You know, so it kind of follows through. But guys, don't trust your emotions.
Okay?
Don't.
Oh, great. Leave us with that.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with that. Come to the Wanderlust event and find out why. But really, your emotions really don't take you anywhere. I mean, look at your emotions. And where has it taken you? Has it been misguided? So, you know, I'll show you, even at the Wanderlust event, actually, I'll show you how to, say, redirect your emotions so it'll take you to the right spaces, the right places of your life, right? Because it is a frequency, like we said. You play a different tune, you're going to get a different life. So I can help you, say, play that new tune.
I'm liking this. And
it's very simple.
It seems, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It would seem.
No, it really is. You don't have to go home and go, okay, I got to do this, because it doesn't work. No matter what you do physically, it's at a much deeper level. And that's why people can't get out of the rut that they're in.
I say to people, don't listen to your heart. And
exactly.
I'm saying it facetiously, but because they think they're listening to their heart, but what they're really listening to is the same pattern. It's just like,
exactly.
You're listening to a program. You're not listening to your heart.
Yes. That's true.
Okay. All right. So this is good. So when, again, that's this Thursday. It's sold out. So that's
the earlier event is sold out. The later event,
it's
open.
That's still open.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Wanderlust.
Hollywood.
How fun. Okay. But you're also all over the country and you're all over the world. So people just need to go to masajadi.com.
Yeah. We do online teleforums that people can join in. And the podcasts.
Right,
Exponential
actually.
Intelligence.
Yes. Which has been downloaded like 250,000 times or something.
It's one of the fastest growing podcasts on iTunes, which I'm really proud of. I'm actually, you know.
We should put a link to that on our
if you could, that'd be fantastic.
Website. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Even the podcast will help you transform. Again, it's not just about listening or me promoting something. You actually get, again, the whys of life. And then I do a meta healing to help you, say, reprogram you at a deeper level. So people start feeling the changes during the podcast. And like I said, even listening today, you'll feel those changes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we could go on and on. I mean, this is one of my favorite conversations, and you, Mark, with frequency. I mean,
we don't have anywhere near enough time.
Not enough time. But hopefully we could do this again. This has been an absolute pleasure.
We could get into the science of all that stuff.
Oh, you mean we could have been talking about the science all this
time?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's okay.
He's a tease. Right. Next time on the Life Changes Show, or go to massajady.com, MASSAJADY.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks,
what
guys.
A pleasure. Yeah, and we'll be right back with music by Robbie McDonald here live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere, and our guest, Massajady, is still with us. But joining us in the studio is Robbie McDonald. He is an indie rock singer-songwriter.
I like the sound of that.
Well, is that...
No,
well,
that's true.
Well, welcome, Robbie.
Thank you.
What do you mean you like the sound of that? You like being what you are.
I really do.
Actually,
that's true.
You do, actually. You do.
I do.
You
yeah, I mean, I've always sung, like, since I was 10, and I've been writing songs since I was 10. But now that I'm in middle age, I just love it more and more, and I feel very lucky. I think the artist life. I think you guys were talking about patterns and stuff, but you know, there's a lot of suffering that's represented in artists from history, and some of my favorite artists were tragic. Mm-hmm. And I think nowadays, I think artists are aware that you have to take care of yourself to have longevity and to keep doing what you do as well, because artists are very sensitive and they can get caught up in things like addiction. And, you know, so, you know, it's a blessing, and it's also you have to really work at taking care of yourself.
Which can be a blessing.
True.
Because you seem like you do, and you, from listening to so many of your songs, you put so many emotions in your songs. It's like you use your music as therapy.
True. Yes, and you were talking about emotions, and I think emotions also serve as fuel for art. So, you know, there's debate about this, but I feel like as long as you're turning something, say it's a dark emotion, and you turn it into something beautiful that someone can listen to, that can heal them, and, you know, I think it's a matter of responsibility and just doing the right thing with those emotions.
Well, this is what you are doing with yours, and here you are. Yeah. Now, what emotion are you going to share with us in the first
oh,
song?
Oh, my goodness. What would this emotion be? This is the emotion of let me explain myself to you. So it's a song that I wrote for my boyfriend, who's considerably younger than I am. Yay me. to explain that, you know, yes, there are some patterns that I've built up. And yes, you know, if you see me just kind of reacting in a knee-jerk way, it's kind of an owner's manual. It's like, if you do this, chances are I'm going to do that. But I'm aware of what I'm doing, but if you can call me on it, if you see something going on. So it's called throw your weight around.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to hit it?
Yes, I do. All right, so here's Robbie McDonald with Throw Your Weight Around, live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
Fragile heart and unsteady mind, I long to make you room inside. So if I use my words to cut you down, kiss my wicked mouth. My faith goes south, turn my love around. Through these jaded eyes, as if paralyzed, it's hard to own a heart like mine. So if I walk away or shut you out, hold me down. Bring your love to town. Throw your weight around. And the mood I let set in is only ghosts of people and some places I've been. As you say, they'll disappear, all will be new, and I'll gladly give it all to you. Be invincible, be my here and now, and I will come and meet you. But if I say your love is not allowed, please come draw me out. Throw your weight around. Bring your love to town. And the mood I let set in is only ghosts of people and some places I've been. As you say, they'll disappear, all will be new, and I'll gladly give it all to you, to you. Hold me down. Bring your love to town. Throw your weight around.
Thank you so much, Robbie McDonald, here live on the Life Changes Show. You know, I almost feel like I hear you say owner's manual. I felt almost a please help me when I get there into that space, because I don't mean what I'm doing when that happens.
Somewhat.
Even though it's because of you that I went there.
Well, not because of the, you know, I mean, patterns are just that, like, and, you know, the psychodynamics of that, it's like, why do we attract certain people? And, you know, it's, I think it's all learning. But I just thought it would be a nice sort of way of explaining myself ahead of time, because you know how sometimes like you'll be dating somebody and they just kind of disappear and they kind of don't respond, or they, you know, you don't know what happened. And a lot of times I think people perceive that as like, oh, they're, you know, they weren't into me. But in some ways it's because you're triggering things that they can't handle. And, you know, so if somebody gave me an owner's manual and actually, you know, explain themselves, I think it's just being open and honest in a relationship, you know, and the age difference. It's like just explaining what it's like to be, you know, at middle age, and it, you know, there's a lot of living that has gone on.
And having some patterns set in.
Yeah.
So yeah. Is this on your Say Yes album or no?
No.
No, this is not. Okay. But but this is available at robbiemcdonald.com?
Not even. Yet.
Not yet. Oh, well, great. So this
there's
is something.
There's an EP coming up. So yeah, Say Yes was released in kind of the tail end of 2015. It's very different. I'm kind of the ballads guy. I love to write a ballad. Like, it's just what comes out of me. But the record itself has a lot of kind of anthemic songs. And so the next one is going to be probably a lot of this kind of song. So for those who like those sort of songs,
this is the same.
This is the one. Yeah, if you can handle all the emotion.
Okay,
this is for you.
I want to mention that you are going to be the host of the Afternoon Delight on Songwriting School Channel.
Well, we've taped a whole season, actually.
Oh, so you already are. Okay, so then it just hasn't aired yet.
It hasn't aired
okay.
yet.
Okay, so people can stay tuned for that. And you'll let everybody know at robbiemcdonald.com. I should spell that. RobbieMcDonald.com.
Correct.
RobbieMcDonald.com. Okay, so now this is on the Say Yes album. Is this actually called Say Yes? Is it the title album? Okay, this is the title
yes.
song. Well, great. Well, here we have Robbie McDonald live on the Life Changes show.
Oh, again.
Here at Studio NoHo okay. singing from his upcoming album, Say Yes.
Thank you very much.
Shooting stars and satellites say yes. There's no need to be alone, 'cause you're here in my bones like no one I've ever known. Open skies and summer nights say yes. Take my hand, we'll make a home. Every sign on the road says, take my love and let it grow. You are so beautiful and I need you. You are my sweetest thought and I need you. And I need you. Symphonies and birds in flight say yes. Set your aching heart aglow. Make my love all your own. Just find the quickest way to go. You are so beautiful and I need you. Are my sweetest thought and I need you. And I need you. And I need you. And I hope you say yes.
So we leave it hanging because he has to answer the question. So if he says yes, then you get your C chord. Speaking of C chords.
Everybody's leaving things hanging on this show today. So I guess that's just sometimes that happens. Well, you know, actually, I have to say thank you, Robbie. Thank you for being here and bringing your music and sharing it with our audience. And I also have to say thank you to our mutual friend, Barry Schoenfeld of Calcom Men, for introducing us and you to the show. So thank you so much, Barry, and thank you for being here. Robbie, this is great. So Robbie McDonald, RobbieMcDonald.com.
Correct.
Say yes.
I'm loving it. Robbie McDonald, I'm loving it.
So with that, we thank Robbie McDonald. We also thank our guests once again, Mas Sajadi, MasSajady.com, MasSajady.com. This has been a very energetic, beautiful, wonderful show in so many ways. Thank you so much. And with that, I want to give a nod to our engineer and proprietor here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. Thank you, Brent Hahn.
Thank you, Brent.
And thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Lejeur, our producer, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes like ours just did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.